Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Milner. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Woody Wheaton. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Flick. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill Burgo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Scaff. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Rulo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Paris. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Sila. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Sila. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton hits a line drive into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Flick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Milner, and towards Stevens, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Flick moves to second. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flick scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgo moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Burgo moves to third. Scaff moves to second. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo takes first base on ball four. Burgo scores. Scaff moves to third. Hall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Tony Paris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Flick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Burgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Burgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Sciola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sciola hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheaton hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Flick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Milner covering. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps who is chasing the ball. Kell reaches third base with a triple. Flick goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scaff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burgo moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Hall reaches second base with a double. Burgo scores. Scaff goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rulo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Tony Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parris is 0 for 1 in the game. Parris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rulo moves to second. Lou Sciola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sciola is 0 for 1 in the game. Sciola hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Wheaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wheaton. Milner reaches second base with a double. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 1 in the game. Epps takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to third. Clary moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Flick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milner scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Athletics. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clary scores. Epps moves to second. It's 7-2, Athletics. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Wheaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Fuchs now pitching. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheaton hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Flick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Flick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuchs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burgo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Wheaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Wheaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Scaff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rulo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Tony Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sila fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lucila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sila is 0 for 2 in the game. Sila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 0 for 3 in the game. Wheaton hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Flick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flick is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Flick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Virgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Burns moves to third. It's 7-3, Athletics. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Virgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burgo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Scaff hits a line drive into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rulo hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Charlie Fuchs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary hits a fly ball into left field. Virgo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Epps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Paris for a passed ball. Epps moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Flick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Sundra now pitching. Tony Paris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Sciola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sciola is 0 for 3 in the game. Sciola hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 0 for 4 in the game. Wheaton hits a line drive into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Burns moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Flick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flick is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Flick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burgo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Frank Scaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scaff is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Scaff hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic pinch hits for Steve Sundra. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.